What does a librarian use for fishing?
I don't know.
Bookworms.
Kids Public Radio.
I'm your favorite book. I'm your favorite book. I'm your favorite book. I'm your favorite book. Pick me up when you need a friend. I'm tried and true from start to end. See my pages, floppy ears from listening in. Yeah, at the end.
Chapter in this story, between each line, you learn that everything will turn out fine. I've got you, you've got me.
That was Recess Monkey with Your Favorite Book right here on the Children's Hour. Hello, I'm Katie Stone. I'm here with some of my favorite people. Who's with us today?
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Lucas D.
Hello, it's Amaya.
Hi, it's Kaipia.
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Joe.
Hi, this is Jude.
Hi, it's Lily May.
Well, thanks you all for being with me here on the Children's Hour and all our listeners out on radio stations and podcasts. Today, we're going to have some of our favorite authors of all time with us. And I bet you know their work, too. We're meeting R.L. Stine, the author of the Goosebumps books series, and Mark Brown. He's the author and illustrator of the Arthur books. And they have collaborated on some kids' books, too, and the latest is out now, and we're going to have a review of that. But what does it take to write for kids? We're going to find out. Follow along on our playlist at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Reading and Writing. This is Ben Tater and the Tater Tots, right here on the Children's Hour. Stick with us.
Say
it can't be done, it
so. I keep trying again with staff paper and pen, but the universe always seems to tell me no. Whoa, 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 whoa. Can you write a song about broccoli? They say
it can't be done.
No, it can't be done.
Be sure it isn't written too sloppily. It can't be done.
It just can't be done. Every time I sit down to try to write a song, the ink flows fast on the page. But broccoli, the topic seems to treat me wrong. I always end up with nothing to say. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Listening to the Children's Hour, that was Ben Tater and the Tater Tots. And we are joined today by some of the most beloved children's authors of all time. First, the author of more than 100 Goosebumps books, R.L. Stein.
Hi.
And the author of the Arthur books and TV series, Mark Brown.
Hi.
Well, we're so delighted you're with us today on the Children's Hour, and the kids have a ton of questions for you. So let's start with Amadeus.
How did each of you get your start in writing?
Well, I started when I was 9 years old. I was this weird kid sitting in my room typing all day. And I just somehow knew when I was 9 that I wanted to be a writer. My parents didn't understand at all. My mother used to stand outside the door and she'd say, "What are you doing? Stop. What's wrong with you? Stop typing. Go outside and play." And I'd say, "It's boring out there. Type, 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 type." I just kept at it. I knew that's, I don't know why. Why did I like it so much? I just did.
It worked out for you, Bob.
It's a living.
I'd say.
So I started because I lost my job as a teacher. I was teaching in a college and it closed. And my son was born and he liked bedtime stories. And I came home from the night when I knew I didn't have a job anymore. And he said, "Dad, will you tell me a bedtime story?" And I said, "I don't really feel like it. I just lost my job. I'm really depressed." He said, "Oh, Dad, maybe it'll make you feel better." And he was right. And so I don't know why, but I started thinking alphabetically about animals and aardvark popped out. And then he wanted to know his name. And then I thought about, you know, if I were an aardvark, what would I have as a problem? And it would definitely be my nose. So that's how the first book happened. And then it turned into a series, and then it turned into a TV series, and maybe a movie. And so I'm kind of embarrassed about talking about that.
Why?
Because it's success that happened too soon. And I still don't think of myself as a writer. I think of myself as an illustrator. But, you know, I grew up with a great grandmother and a grandmother who told us stories whenever we wanted them. And I think that gave me the confidence to make up stories.
I think this crew has a lot of grandmothers who tell them stories.
That's great.
When you published the first Arthur book, Arthur's Nose, did you change anything from the bedtime story you told your kid?
It was pretty much the same. And may I ask you a question? Who's your cat that's walking in the bed behind you?
Oh, that's Crook Jinx. I was trying to get her out of the video, but I guess she went over there instead.
Cute. She should have some questions.
That's pretty cute, Thorfinn. So Lily May is having a hard time connecting here on Zoom, and she asks a question on the chat. Do you put a part of your personality into your characters?
I hope not. My stories are all monsters. They're all frightening. I hope there's none of my personality in there.
I am part of Arthur. I feel like I'm in my books. My sister Bonnie became Francine. I combined all three of my little sisters to make DW. My best friend became Buster and the Brain, two of my best friends. And Mr. Ratburn was my seventh grade algebra teacher. You know, and my biggest fear was, will I be sued for this work that I've done?
Why?
I got a letter from Mr. Ratburn after I started doing the Arthur books, and I thought, oh no, he's really angry. And I opened it up and I was shocked. He was like so nice, unlike what he was like when he was my teacher. And he said he was visiting elementary schools in Erie, Pennsylvania, where I grew up, and talking to kids and reading books and talking about the importance of reading. And I thought, wow, it was like a total 180 degree turnabout for him.
Wow. That's Mark Brown. He's the author and illustrator of the Arthur books and TV series. And with us also is R.L. Stein, the author of more than 350 Goosebumps books. And together, they've written a couple of illustrated children's books. We've got their latest with us, and we're going to talk more about that in a little bit. Plus, we have a book review. We hope you don't go anywhere. There's a lot more with R.L. Stein and Mark Brown and our kids' crew. But first, this is Ants on a Log.
Ask me, what book am I reading? Look at me like I know things. Ask me, what book am I reading? Look at me like I know things. Ask me, which historical figure might I invite to dinner? I've got smart things to say, but you might hear much less if you start all your conversations.
My, what a beautiful dress.
Ask me, what book am I reading? What book am I reading? What book am I reading? Maybe if you're lucky, I'll ask you what book you're reading too. It's my favorite holiday, our family New Year's Eve. We'll stay up till midnight, it'll be next year when you all leave. We'll make homemade pizza for our winter celebration. But some of you adults need some help with conversation. Ask me, what book am I reading? What book am I reading? Ask me, what book am I reading? Look at me like I know things. Ask me, which new invention should go in your collection? I've got smart things to say, but you might hear much less if you start all your conversations.
Ooh, I love your dress.
Ask me, what book am I reading?
Rocky, I'll ask you what book you're reading to.
We've got cake and ice cream. Happy birthday to me. We'll stay up till midnight telling jokes and watching bad TV. Now I'm 1 year older and you're wondering what to get me. For my birthday, just tell me more than you are so pretty.
Ask me, what book am I reading? What book am I reading? Maybe if you're lucky. Oh, maybe if you're lucky. Maybe if you're lucky. Yeah, maybe if you're lucky. And maybe if you're lucky, I'll ask you.
You can write, you can write, you can write.
What you hear?
You can write, you can write, you can write.
Say it loud.
I can write.
Stretch it out.
I can write.
Whatever I want.
I can write, I can write, I can be
a super writer. Stretch it out, hear the sound, write it down.
You're a writer when you try it, my super writers, you're never wrong. You can write, you can write, you can write.
What you hear?
You can write, you can write, you can write.
Say it loud.
I can write.
Stretch it out.
I can write.
Whatever I want.
I can write, I can write, I can be
a super writer. Say it loud.
I can write.
Stretch it out.
I can write.
Whatever I want.
I can write. I can write. I can be a super writer.
If you can't hear the sounds in the words, slow down. Slow down.
If you can't hear the sounds in the words, slow down.
If you can't hear the sounds in the words, stretch it out.
That was the Alphabet Rockers from the release called Go. And before that, Ants on a Log from Make It Myself. In the background, you're hearing Poddington Bear. Today on the show, we're talking with R.L. Stine, the author of the Goosebumps books, and Mark Brown, the author of the Arthur series. We've got a lot more questions for them, so stick with us.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Museum Hill in Santa Fe, New Mexico is where arts, culture, and nature converge. Plan your visit at museumhill.net. You can keep up with the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org. Do you have an old car, boat, or motorcycle cluttering your yard? Learn how you can turn your unwanted vehicle into Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org.